I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Jamaica prepares for Hurricane Beryl with evacuations, curfews, and disaster declarations. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
He's ordered a preemptive disaster declaration, and people have already been evacuating the island. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says conditions will be bad.
Hurricane conditions, including storm surge, heavy rains, and high winds.
Beryl moves on to the Cayman Island, and then...
We've got track guidance models that are anywhere from the central and upper Texas coast all the way down to the coast of eastern Mexico.
But Bevin says it's still uncertain. Beryl has killed at least six people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. I'm Julie Walker.
Top Democrats are grappling with the aftermath of the Biden-Trump debate. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden meets tonight with Democratic governors in a closed White House meeting. Biden has signaled he has no intention of dropping out of the race.
I can do this job.
Top Democrats say they don't want to tiptoe around Biden's performance and a lack of transparency from his team. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was asked his concerns in an interview for WPRI.
People want to make sure that this is a campaign that's ready to go and win, that the president and his team are being candid with us about his condition, that this was a real anomaly.
Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas has called for Biden to withdraw from the race, praising Biden, but saying he has the opportunity to encourage a new generation of leaders.
We want to turn the page on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's going to continue to be out there. He has been. And we understand how important that is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A group is saying Israeli settlers in the West Bank have got the go-ahead to grab more land. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Middle East settlement tracking group Peace Now says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades, authorities recently approving the appropriation of nearly 5 square miles of land in the Jordan Valley. The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords at the start of the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus says he will release some seriously ill political prisoners who were jailed during protests against his authoritarian rule in 2020. It's the first time Lukashenko has mentioned releasing political prisoners on humanitarian grounds since mass protests after his disputed re-election for a sixth term in office. The Belarusian opposition and the West denounced the election as a sham. According to the Vyazna Human Rights Center, there are currently 1,409 political prisoners in Belarus. At least six have died behind bars. One way to get real-life legal experience? A free trip to the Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Law professor Mo Ivory likes to bring in celebrities to her class. This year, it's Olympic gold medal winner Edwin Moses.
When I was in high school, I was like Earl. Steve Urkel. I was like little Steve Urkel. I was the smallest guy.
Ivory's class has been focusing on the Olympics.
We've been looking into issues like broadcasting rights and IP protections and anti-doping and sports arbitration and just anything that comes up in the Olympics.
The class will not be just studying the Olympics. More than 30 Georgia State students will explore the Olympic Village, visit Team USA House, attend the opening ceremony, check out Olympic sponsorship sites, and spend some time at a Paris law school. There will also be a scavenger hunt around Paris in search of all trademarks the class studied throughout the semester. I'm Ed Donahue.
Someone else going to Paris? Jin, the oldest member of K-pop supergroup BTS, will make a mark in the Paris Olympics as a torchbearer from South Korea after recently returning from his mandatory military service. The 31-year-old singer is expected to participate in the torch relay in hopes of spreading the message of harmony and peace, according to a statement. He completed his 18-month mandatory military service last month. Jin, along with the other torchbearers, are scheduled to go across various historic sites of the host country. The specific schedule has not been disclosed, and the opening ceremony begins July 26th. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.